We are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thursday night Mishmar. Thank you very much for joining us. Okay, folks. This week is Parshas Achrei Mosh Kedoshim. There's lots and lots of mitzvahs we could talk about. One of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Kibud Avim Ish Imav Aviv Tiro. We're not going to speak about that one this week. I was thinking about it, but we saved that for like Aseres Hadibros time. Anyway, we're going to speak about a different mitzvah or a different idea, lav. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudal, Lo Yisekal El Cheresh, do not curse a deaf man. He doesn't know what you're saying. You can say it to him with a big smile, and I think you're saying something nice. Ulevne'iver lo yisitein michshol. In front of a blind man, do not place a stumbling block. V'yoreisom elokecha ani Hashem. This is a lav in the Torah called lifne'iver. This is something that comes up a lot. It's a lot of different practical implications. Maybe Rabbi Kalis will speak about it tomorrow. Maybe he won't. If you ask him to, he will. Anyway, Rashi says, now Rashi takes the Pasuk out of the simple reading, out of the Pasuk Pshat, because Pasuk Pshat in this Pasuk is, it means do not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But no, says Rashi, Lifnei Hasuma Badovar, Loi Titein Eitza She'eino Hegenes Loi. In front of a blind person in a thing, in a particular topic, someone is blind in a particular topic, he doesn't know anything about this topic, you cannot give him an Eitza She'eino Hegenes Loi. Cannot give an Eitza that is not good for him. So for example, if someone, let's say, someone that you know, that you don't particularly like, and he says to you, listen, I was thinking about coming to Eretz Yisrael, to Yeshiva, what do you think, should I come to Aderes HaTorah? And you're like, oh, I don't want him in Yeshiva. I know a great Yeshiva for you. I'm not going to say it, it's Lashon Hara. Okay, don't fill in the blanks, because it's Lashon Hara. And you send him to Yeshiva, you know, is totally not good for him because you want him as far away from you as possible. There's the Yeshiva in Shechem. It's the greatest place, I'm telling you. It's awesome. It's like, go there. You'll love it. Right? It's a Eitza She'eino Hegenes Loi. Now, it might be Hegenes to you, but it's not Hegenes Loi. I overheard Rabbi Goldberg telling the story of the Brisker of about the Shoichet in town. Is that the one you told?
Never mind.
Same basic idea.
Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shehakol nihyeh bedvarei.
You have to give him an Eitza that is Hegenes Loi, that's good for him, even if it not necessarily is what other people are going to want or do. But anyway, this is what is going on here in the Pasuk, says Rashi. How did Rashi know not to learn the Pasuk? Just like, you know, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. That would be a great reading for the Pasuk. Why didn't Rashi do that? Comes along the Sifsei Chachamim, and he tells us, because look at the end of the Pasuk. V'yoreisa me'elokecho ani Hashem. And you must fear your God. You have to fear Hashem. Why does the Pasuk say that? It doesn't say that every single time that there's like something not to do, do's and don'ts. Every Pasuk doesn't say, Hashem lekecho. Why this Pasuk? Rashi explains. Because only things that are done in secrecy and people won't know. For example, lifne'iver. No one would know if you put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Why not? So Rashi says, because if you're giving him an Eitza, you could always say, oh, I really thought Shechem was a great yeshiva. I didn't know. I thought it was an awesome yeshiva. I thought it was perfect for you. How was I supposed to know it wasn't good for you? You could always cover up for yourself. If the pshat in the pasuk is literally putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person, then people could see, they'll watch you. They'll say, that was the most despicable, cruel thing I could possibly think about. You're a dirty, rotten scoundrel. So then you don't need the pasuk to say, Reisim Hashem Elokecha. But being that, giving someone a bad Eitzah, no one will necessarily know that you're giving him a bad Eitzah or that your intentions are bad. You could always say, well, I really thought that was such a good idea. Therefore, the pasuk has to say, over here in this pasuk, you have to fear Hashem. Hashem is going to make sure that you get what's coming to you for what you did. So therefore, we know the pasuk doesn't mean literally lifnei masitim. That's one pshat. Comes along the Malbim and says another pshat, a dikduk pshat, my friends. Let's try to translate the pasuk literally. The pasuk says lifnei ver, which means in front of a blind person, lo sitain Michshol. A michshol is something that you trip on. What is the word sitain? Can someone translate literally the word sitain? To give. What would be the right word in English? If you wanted to say in front of a blind person, do not give a stumbling block, what would you say in English? Do not place or put, which would be tasim. It should say in the pasuk, lefnei iver lo tasim michshol. What is lefnei iver lo sitain michshol? What does it say sitain for? Give sounds like, what do you give? You give someone advice. So therefore you're giving him, therefore it's hinted to in this pasuk. Lo sitain michshol. That's the Malbim's pshat. The Balaturim says something else. The Balaturim says on the side there, chaser vav. The word michshol is written without the letter vav. There should be a vav between the shin and the lamet, michshol, but it's written without a vav in the Torah to tell you that it's talking about even like a, not a literal stumbling block, but a figurative stumbling block. Something that's not mamish a stumbling block, even if you just give him an eitzah, that's not right, asur. It just means that it's small, I think. Anytime it's missing something, it's small. More than that, I can't tell you. So what perhaps is the difference here, perhaps, you know, I'm just throwing out an idea, is as follows. If a person gives someone a bad eitzah, is he over on a lav? What would you say? Yes, what's the lav? Lefnei iver lo sitain michshol. If a person takes a block and puts it in front of a blind person and he trips, that's not funny. Was he over on a lav? I mean, for sure he's not a night person. Was he over on a lav? The lav, I would think maybe he's over is on, is lefnei iver lo sitain michshol, says Rabbi Goldberg.
No.
No! What would you say?
You're not giving him anything. You're giving him.
So if you say that the pasuk of sitain, we're saying means give, you're not giving anything, just putting it in front of him, you're not really over, even though pasuk sure sounds like that. However, from the Balaturim, I don't know if you could be medayik to the Balaturim, I have to see if other, most Rishonim seem to be saying like that, but it says that there's michshol, 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 even einonois in michshol mamish. Sounds like if it's michshol mamish, you're for sure over on the lav. You're even over on the lav if it's like almost a michshol in words. Sounds like there's a lav even on michshol mamish. That might be enough, Gimme. But now let's keep on going, my friends. And let's see the Minchas Chinuch then introduces, I'm sorry, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch is broken up into two parts. There is something called the Sefer HaChinuch. That was written as a standalone Sefer, and that Sefer is written by a Rishon. It's called the Sefer HaChinuch. It's written in theory for his son, though it's an extremely, extremely popular Sefer that we all use. The Minchas Chinuch was written by a Sadiger Chassid and is written as a commentary on the Chinuch. And sometimes we use them interchangeably, but they're really not. So the Sefer HaChinuch introduces to us a new type of Lifnei Iver. Let's take a look in the second paragraph. He says, V'zeh halav koilel kimoikein Mi sheyazor oiver aveira. This lav includes someone that assists someone to do an aveira. This is a new form of lifnei iver. Perhaps it's a whole new category. We'll see. But that is when you assist someone to do an aveira. For example, classic example as follows: you got a nazir is on the other side of the riverbank, and there's a bottle of wine sitting right next to you. He can't get across the river. He's like, hey, could you throw me the bottle? He's like, yeah, but it's wine. He's like, so? But you're a Nazir. So? You're going to drink it. So? I can't throw it to you. Because I'm assisting you in doing an Aveira. That is a classic case of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitain Michshol. Therefore, you should not do that. What? He did.
Can you sell an oven to somebody who's
going to
cook it on Shabbos?
So if there is no other way for him to get an oven, if the oven is on the other side of the riverbank, then no, you can't sell it to him. But that's only because it's the other side of the riverbank. But if he's got another store right there that he could get it from, So then you would be able to. That's why we said Trey Ivra Dinar is on the other side of the bank.
He probably won't get it, but he could if he wants.
Okay, these are details which we'll have to. There's lots of things. There's Messiah over here. There's all different types of stuff. We could talk about it for a long time. And I can let Rabbi Goldberg speak about it. But I'm not going to. I'm just going to go on and say that this is the new type of Oivre Avera, and that is also a din of Lifnei Iver. For example, another thing is Malve, Loive, person lends money beribis, borrows money beribis, Edim! There's all the type of anyone who assists in that person borrowing money beribis is going to be over on Lifnei Iver. This is another example of Lifnei Iver. So now, let us continue. Let's get into the excitement. Right away, the Minchas Chinuch, he picks up on just a small nuance that maybe most people might have missed. I would have missed if not for the Chinuch. If you look the language of the Chinuch itself, he says when he starts the very first paragraph, Loi lehachshil bnei Yisrael losis lehem etzarah, says the Chinuch. You can't trip up another yid to give him a bad etzah. What about giving a bad etzah to a guy? What does it sound like? If you're being medayik in a rishon, the chinuch rishon, lo lehachshil bnei Yisrael. The iser is exclusive not to trip up a what? A yid. So let me tell you just my personal, this is my personal hanhaga. Whenever I take taxis, which is not so much anymore, when I used to take taxis, I would engage often the taxi drivers in conversations. And they would tell them I'm from, you know, I came from America. They ask me, how is it in America? So this is, I surmise on the spot if he's Jewish or if he's Arab. If the taxi driver is Jewish, I tell him, there's nothing there in America. It's horrible. It's terrible. Stay here. It's wonderful. It's amazing. If he's an Arab, I tell him, America's amazing. It's awesome. Go, I'm telling you. One Arab was telling me, but what about all the Kushim over there? Aren't you afraid of the Kushim? He's like scared of the blacks. I'm like, nah, it's not so bad. Don't worry. Not so big deal. Go to America. I'm telling you, it's a good place to be. What'd you say? A kitzer. I'm giving an etzah raw to an Arab. It's not etzah again, it's loy. It's etzah again, it's for me. But he's an Arab. It doesn't make a difference. It's only for Lachshul Bnei Yisrael. That's the diak.
It doesn't mean necessarily Jew.
Somehow, the Minchas Chinuch is assuming it means only a Jew. I have to see where he knows it from. But it's more complicated than what Akiva said. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't get it. Shas Mifurash. It's black on white in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Vavam and Beis. The Kama Mekoymois. Lots of other places also. Shaloi Yoishit Aver Menachai Leben Noyach. You're not allowed to give, to pass Aver Menachai to a guy. Aver Menachai is also for Astid, is also also for a guy to eat. Not only a yid, but also a guy. There's a whole story about Yosef and the Shvatim that ate Aver Menachai. Was it really Menachai? It's Mefachasis, and it's kind of. But it really, a guy also is Muzrat Aver Menachai. A guy is not allowed to just eat an animal without it being dead. It has to. Guy can't do that. So this is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, and if you assist a guy in doing that Aveira, you are over on the lav of Lifnei Iver Loisite Michel, even though he's a guy. So says the Minchas Chinuch, it's black and white in the Gemara that there's Lifnei Iver even by a guy. So why is the Chinuch saying that the Yisrael Lifnei Iver is only by Yisrael?
He doesn't stand to gain anything over there in the Gemara of the Zara, but here he does.
Asma.
So maybe the Yitz. The
Yid's
benefit outrules the guy's loss.
What does that mean?
The
Yid
gains from the
is a lav. You're allowed to gain from doing an Aveira? It's an Aveira. He's doing an Aveira. He's saying, oh, but if I make a few bucks, then I can do an Aveira.
It's not that's set what for a guy if the Yid gets.
What?
The Yisr is not set in this case.
Where'd you get that?
The Yisr is not set like that.
He doesn't say, oh, well, okay, so you're saying, because there has to be an answer, I'll make up an answer. Doesn't mean that's the answer. Well, who said that you can make money? All of a sudden, you can, anytime I make money, I can do an Aveira.
Mechatesi.
What? Mechatesi, that you can do an Aveira, you make money. Who said? Okay, but you have to be able to answer the Gemara with something that's has direction. I hear. Well, let's think of another idea. Yes, Rabbi Edelman?
There's maybe even a chiyuv to let to a guy with ribbis.
That's not a problem.
Right, so you see that.
The guy doesn't have a lav of ribbis. The guy doesn't have a lav of ribbis. A guy has a lav of Abram and Achai. So I can't engage a guy in Abram and Achai. I can engage a guy in the ribbis. Not only can I, but I should. I'm allowed to make money. I should make money off a guy. Right. But when it comes to an Avera, but there's. You see,
it's a
Rana.
Avera is not always the same thing. Maybe there's a difference.
Oh, says Rabbi Edelman, that maybe I said. We said that the first thing we spoke about is giving bad advice. Are you allowed to give bad advice to a guy? Yes. Is the left neighbor on the guy? No. Now, when it comes to assisting a guy to do an Avera, over there you can't. Is there Eivim Menachayim a guy? Yes, there's Eivim Menachayim a guy. Says the Chinuch, I hear, but like, what's the difference? I mean, they're both left neighbor. So, it's left neighbor. So who cares? So, I got it. Two different types of left neighbor. But what difference does it make? So come, let's try, my friend.
You're what? Benefiting from the Jew.
You're benefiting from the what?
From the Jew. You're putting a thing in front so it could help you, so it could help you in a way. Non-Jew, you're not.
Again, there's two different types of lift neighbor on a guy. One lift neighbor on a guy is you tell the guy, which I did, move to America, I'm telling you it's awesome over there, it's great, go, you'll have a great time. I want him out of this country. Sorry, guys. We'll do that. Live in America. I don't think that many Arabs actually moved there, but who knows? I tried. Did my shtatfus. My cousin, Mayor Kahana, will be proud of me. Anyway, one is you're telling a guy bad advice. The other one is you're getting the guy to do an Avera. They're both learned from Lifnei Iver. One of them we're saying you're allowed to do. The other one we're saying you're not allowed to do. What's the difference? Both are... I'm interacting with a guy in a way that's not good for him. What is bad advice? Don't get him to do an Avera. So, what?
You're setting the guy up to go against Ratzon Hashem.
What's the Avera? Lifnei Iver. Did I ask? Is there a Lifnei Iver by a guy? Yes or no? So you're close, but you're this close. But we're gonna bring it home. Here goes, my friends. Let's focus. I'm going to tell you a nice yeshivisha, lomdisha, gishmaka, chakira, and lifnei iver. And we're going to try to understand. Let's focus for a second lifnei iver when it comes to mitzvahs. Can you give a nazir wine?
No.
Yeah. Why not? Lifnei iver. If it's treva denara and whatever. Can you give someone Eivir Menachai if he's going to eat it? No. Can you give someone a gun if you know he's going to kill someone with it? No. These are all averus. If you assist, you're helping him be over, and that's called lifnei iver. Now, I have two different ways of understanding this restriction, this prohibition, this lav of lifnei iver. Is the pshat that there's a din lifnei iver, which is, I can't help someone do an Avera because I'm causing him to do something bad. Simple. Well, we're going to go Lamdish. Here goes, my friend. We're going Lamdish. Where is the pshat that Lifnei Iver tells us that not only are you not allowed to steal, what else are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to assist someone else to steal. Not only are you not allowed to eat Eivir Menachai, what else are you not allowed to do? Assist someone else to. Not only are you not allowed to kill with your gun, what else are you not allowed to do? Assist someone else to kill with a gun. And the din of Lifnei Iver is a din in being Messiah and the Avera, Ki'ilu, the Avera doesn't allow you to do it. You're not allowed to do the Avera, you're not allowed to assist in the Avera. That's Pshat and Lifnei Iver. This is a Lomdishe. Yeah.
Why can't you give bad advice?
Oh, why can't you give bad advice? Oh, zwei dinim lifnei iver. Zwei dinim. Oh, two dinim. I say, there's one thing. I'd say it even like this. I'm going to say Lundish. Yaakov's asking me, I was waiting for that kasha. I was like drawing it out. It says, Yaakov, so what does that have to do with not giving good advice? In a chanami. It's another din. I'm going to say it like even in extreme. One din is you can't give good advice, bad advice. That's a din bein odom lechaveroi. That's between you and him. Hashem says you got to be nice to people. Don't mess people up. There's another thing which is that you can't be cause people to do aveiras that's been on the Malkoim. It's between you and Hashem, maybe. You're causing more people to do aveiras. Hashem said, I don't want you to eat to wear shatness. I don't want you to send someone to wear shatness. Is shatness been on the Malkoim or on the Chaveira? Shatness. Come on, it's not such a hard one. Okay, so what's lifnei iver of shatness? Been on the Malkoim. Same thing. Let me bring out, here it goes. This is a beautiful. Here it is. We're going to bring it out. Someone walks into your gun shop and he says, boy, am I angry. I want to buy a gun. I'm going to kill somebody. Now, are you allowed to sell him the gun? You're like, are you allowed to sell him the gun? Lifnever. He's got nowhere else to buy it. You're the only gun shop inside. Whatever. Okay. Now you say, okay, sorry, sir. I feel like I can't sell you the gun. I'm sorry. I'm not. There's guns. Our guns are for game only. And you don't look like you're out for game. You're out for blood. He says, listen, buddy. You don't sell me the gun, I'm gonna kill you. Hold on a second. I'm not killing anybody. I'm just selling a gun. Hello, I'm not killing anybody. I'm just selling a gun. So, okay, so I have a question of Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver Yoharig Bal Yavar? Well, hold on a second. Killing someone's Yoharig Bal Yavar. Okay, I can't kill someone else. That's true. I can't kill someone. But can I just give someone a gun and let him kill somebody else? I'm just over Lifnei Iver. I'm just being over Lifnei Iver. I'm not being over on. Is there Yoharig Bal Yavar on Lifnei Iver? This is a Machlokes Rishonim, Balamor and Ran. I would think for sure not. Lifnei Iver is only Giyuei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, and that's it. It's the big three. Anything else is not Yoharig Bal Yavar. How can the Balamor tell us that there's Yoharig Bal Yavar on Lifnei Iver? Of a dipshadis, if you say, Alomdish a pshat. What is Lifnei Iver? We're saying that the Torah says don't kill and don't assist in killing. So this is all part of the killing. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't be involved in killing. No, not at all. What? How are you involved in killing? I'm doing Lifnei Iver on killing. You're doing Lifnei Iver. What's up to killing? No, what Lifnei Iver is telling me that within the Torah is telling me don't do the Avera, don't assist in the Avera. I can't do Lifnei Iver on the way to Zara. I can't do Lifnei Iver on... It's Yoharig Bal Yavar if you do it.
Let's keep it going for a second.
In general, when you understand mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiroi, like the haftal areyacha kamoicha, like lashon hara, getting myself. Whenever I mention lashon hara, I'm like, you know, but I'm going on the limb. I think I could do this. Does that include goyim? You only speak lashon hara about a goy. Have a Goldberg?
Mutter by
Yishun. It's not good because it doesn't bring out good in you, right? It's not mahu rachum, afata rachum. It's not a kind, gentle, soft, like a. But the mitzvahs bin adam l'chaveiroi are all between a man and his fellow Jew. Our friends are our Jews. So is there going to be lifnei iver on a guy? I ask you, Misvara, what's your Svara? What would you say?
No.
No? He's a guy. You can bet it's us. Oh, go to America. Oh, good. Get out of here. A bear. What about helping a guy do an aveiro? Not forget about the bit on the chaveiro shaboy that I'm like messing him up. But what about the fact that Hashem said you don't eat your Eivir Menachai, and also I don't want you to cause someone to eat Eivir Menachai. Now it's between you and Hashem. So is there a din lifnei iver on a guy? When it comes to mitzvahs and aveiros, there's lifnei iver when it comes to a guy. Again, we said there's two different types of lifnei iver. One of those bilam chaveiro, it's between me and him. It's just being Mr. Nice Guy. Come on, he's your friend. Don't mess him up. Goy's not my friend. Okay, again, might not be nice to give him bad advice. Like, it's not nice to speak lashon hara about a goy, but it's not us, sir. The iser is shelo lehachshil b'nei Yisrael osis lehem eitzaro. However, let me just finish it off again. I'm just saying it again so everyone should get it. However, if you're getting a goy to do an aveira, this is no longer about my relationship with him. This is not about me and him. This is Hashem said we're not supposed to eat Eivor Men HaChai. It's been on Lamakim. Hashem said I shouldn't assist someone else to eat Eivor Men HaChai. It's been on Lamakim. Don't be involved in Averas. Don't do an Averas. Don't be involved in Averas. So if I'm assisting a guy to do an Avera, I can't do that. And that's the answer to the Kash. Esther Ben Chaschinoch, I don't get it. Why? You're telling me it's only by Yisrael? It's a Gemara Mufuresh, it's even by a guy. The answer is, when it deals with mitzvahs and averas, it's going to be even by a guy. When it's a question of Eitzeraz, that other type of Lifnei Iver, there's Tzvei Dinim of Lifnei Iver. Two Dinim. Huh? Then what would I do? You don't care that much about my job. I got it. Okay. I don't know. You should know. If you look in the Rambam, there might be diukim in the Rambam. Not like this. You have to see. There are those that learn. It might be machlokas rishonim. Again, it's a machlokas balamor and ran. Whether there's lifnei iver. When I'll tell you some other interesting nafkaminas. Yeah.
The chassidim doesn't talk about the one that the chinuch doesn't talk about the lifnei iver. The minchas chinuch is not a mitzvah. It's a part in every mitzvah. It's not part of any mitzvah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but he brings it right afterwards. He does bring it. And he brings it. Vizelav koilal kamoikein misha. So you have to know exactly what he means if that. Dostaf and Vissen. It's interesting. Yeah, Dostaf and Vissen. That's always an easy way to get out of things. Anyway.
It's not on the next day, it's on yourself.
Huh?
Who has mitzvah after the reyach of me? So I'm the Ugalisi Dimitri on my reyach of Maika. This is being on the
one. Yeah. No, listen, again, it's not, when I brought a haftar reich kamocha, all I meant to bring is, the haftar reich kamocha means, love. There are lots of things that are included in haftar reich kamocha. It's its own mitzvah. But my point is that all mitzvahs, ben adam l'chaveroi, like the haftar reich kamocha, like lashon hara, like lifnei iver, is only on Yidden. I'm just using that as an example.
But all mitzvahs that have to do with me, then it's with the next step, it's that I shouldn't be over it.
So I shouldn't give bad advice to someone. That's not being kind.
I think the nafkamina is that he shouldn't be over, and the benadam lechaver is that I shouldn't be over.
Right. Another nafkamina here. Good. Thank you very much. There, I'll give you another one. You ready? Listen to this awesome nafkamina. This is an awesome one. So you weren't such a good person, and you gave him the bad etza. Tisk tisk. He was smarter than you and decided not to do it. You, let's say, you had the wine, and he said, give me the wine, I'm going to drink it. And you're like, okay, fine, here it is. And you gave it to him. You're like, anyway, it's his life, it's his religion. I don't know, I'm not getting involved. His ruchnias, it's a personal thing, you know, it's not my business, you know, those people. Anyways, you gave it to him, and then he doesn't drink it. He says, you know what, I'm not going to drink it. So you gave it to him, but he never drank it.
That's been unlucky.
Were you over lifnei iver or not? Was this attempted lifnei iver, but close one, weren't over? Or would you say that you were over? In other words, let me ask the question in different words. When am I over on lifnei iver? When I do what I was supposed to do, or when he follows through with it? Let's not give him a bad etza. I don't buy this stock. I'm telling you, it's awesome stock. You should buy it. It's totally not good stock, and he doesn't buy it. Okay, no harm done. So is the isra when I do the... when I do my part, or does it have to actually come to fruition? Does he have to fall on his face and go, oops, sorry. Which one is it? What was that? Yeah, but we're not talking about that. He gave it with the intention he's going to drink it. That's the case. I'm telling you, I know what's going on in the guy's head. This guy gave it. He thought he's going to drink it. He thought he's going to take the bad eitzah. I think it depends on which type of lifnei iver we're talking about. I got it. I think it depends. Let's get into the lumdus, Schleimer. Let's get into the lumdus. I think it depends on which type. We're almost done. Which type of lifnei iver we're talking about. If we're talking about the lifnei iver, which is, the Torah says, don't steal and don't cause someone to steal. So I tried getting him to steal. I assisted him. Did he steal? Yes or no? No. So was there an avera that came out of my actions? No. When I try to steal and don't steal, I didn't steal. When I try to get someone else or try to help someone, I give someone the Eivor Men HaChai. I give him the wine. Here it is. Nazir, you can drink. He doesn't drink. Didn't happen. But if the Isser is, don't give someone a bad Eitzah. Did I give him a bad Eitzah? I did. That was bad. That was not good. That was cruel. That was evil. So you're over that Avera L'Chayra. This is a big discussion. They try to come up with different cases when you're over And they find, Taka, this pattern, you'll find this pattern, that only when it comes to Eitzas do we see that he's not over unless he does it, as opposed to him does mitzvahs. Last thing, which we'll talk about, is... I don't know what should do last. Guess we'll do this. Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban in the following case. Classic lifnei iver is wine for a nazir or iver menachai. Those are isurim d'oraisa. What about doing something that's an isur midrabanan? You get someone to do an isur, you help someone do an isur d'rabanan. You assist someone to do an isur d'rabanan. For example, working on Chol HaMoed. Whoa, that's not such a simple example. Because maybe working on Chol HaMoed is also d'oraisa. I don't know. Says the Tosfos, from the fact that there's the isur of lifnei iver become when working on Chol HaMoed, it must be that there's lifnei iver even on a d'rabanan. And says the Ramban, wrong! Working on Chol HaMoed is asur midrabanan. There's no lifnei iver on a d'rabanan, only on a d'oraisa. So we got a massive machlokes here between Tosfos and Ramban. Is the lifnei iver on an isur d'rabanan? I don't get it. Darabanan is, what, Darabanan is pretty bad, by the way. Darabanan is very bad. If you're over Darabanan, we will beat you within an inch of your life. We won't kill you. We'll just beat you within an inch of your life. Makos Mardus. It's like, it's not, that's not a joke. Darabanan is not a, so what do you mean? You got him to be over a just a Darabanan. What does that mean? What is that? Why would there not be lifnei iver on a Darabanan? If he asks me, should I buy a stock? There's lifnei iver. But if he asks me to do an avera, a Darabanan, and I get him to do a Darabanan, there's no lifnei iver. What's the pshat in the Ramban? Zok the Achronim. This is Rabbi Yisrael, what I'm telling you is classic raid. You can find it all over the place. The place that I'm bringing it from over here is from the Nachlas Tzvi, Rav Zev Klein. And he says the following. Listen, if Lifnei Iver is that it's Hilul, the Torah said, don't steal, don't help someone else steal. Don't kill, don't help someone else kill. Okay, that's who said that? The Torah said that. That's in the Torah. But the Chacham just said, don't work on Chol HaMoed. They didn't say, don't help someone else work on Chol HaMoed. The din of Lifnei Iver is a din in the Torah. You're right. When you give someone a bad Eitzah, that's the other din of Lifnei Iver. That's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's over there. The din Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you'll for sure have when it comes to a Dirabanan, to money, to emotions, to any bad Eitzah you give someone. But when it comes to this other din we're talking about, of assisting someone in doing an Avera, if the Avera you're assisting him to do is an Avera Midrabanan, the Chachamim never said this two-tier thing of not only can you not do an Avera, you can't assist someone to do an Avera. That is when it comes to the Isurim in the Torah. Don't kill, don't help someone kill. Don't steal, don't help someone kill. Abundance didn't say. So let's just wrap this up, my friends. We speak about the Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Nichshol Pasha Pshat. It means the important of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block. Rashi says it means don't give someone a bad Eitzah. Hogan, it's loy. We said the story of the Bris Grove. How did Rashi know that? You raise him on Kecha. This is something you can't know only if it's meaning this, not if it means actually putting a stumbling block. We said another reason that, the reason that how Rashi knew, maybe because it says Tassim doesn't say Sitain. It says Sitain Michshol, doesn't say Tassim Michshol. Sitain is to give, not to place. And the other Pshat we said is from the Balaturim, which says, because it says Michshol, small Michshol, even a small Michshol sounds that maybe you're also usher from the actual thing. Itself. Then we spoke about that there's another type of Ne'ivah L'Sitein Mechshol, which is giving someone a bad, getting someone to be over on an Avera, for example, when it comes to Nasir. Then comes the big Shailah of the Mincha Sinuch, is that the Chinuch sounds like it's only also on a man, on a Ben Bnei Yisrael, and we know it's a Gemara Mufresh, even on a Goy, which is two different types of Ne'ivah, and that's going to be the answer, and we use that to answer many different Shailahs, as there's going to be Yarg Valiavar. When are you over Ne'ivah? In the beginning, in the end, only if he actually follows through, he doesn't follow through, and also there's going to be Ne'ivah on a Durabanan, yes or no, Machlokas Rishonim. That's all for tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody.